Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities and Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville. We're all about you. Tuscola County election officials have scheduled a clarity and factual hearing for a proposed recall effort targeting three Caro City Council members. The Tuscola County Election Commission will convene on Tuesday, December 16, 2025 at 8 a.m. in the Tuscola County Probate Courtroom, 440 North State Street in Caro. The commission is set to review the wording of recall petition language submitted against council members Jill White, Doreen Odie, and Heidi Parker, determining whether the reasons stated for the removal from office are sufficiently clear and factual before any petitions can move forward. And Michigan's Insurance Department has released findings showing the state's 2019 auto insurance overhaul delivered significant cost reductions for residents. The bipartisan legislation signed by Governor Whitmer was designed to lower premiums while maintaining robust coverage of options and expanding consumer choice for medical benefits. Key findings from the Milliman Inc. analysis include average savings of $357 per vehicle statewide, with Wayne County residents seeing the largest reductions at $539 per vehicle. The changes primarily benefited drivers through decreased personal injury protection costs, which dropped by an average of $369 per vehicle. The reform also helped narrow Michigan's gap with the national uninsured driver rate and reduced the MCCA assessment by $120 per vehicle since implementation. While the reform introduced a medical fee schedule that initially raised concerns about access to attendant care services, data suggests these issues may have improved through market corrections, court rulings, and the state's complaint resolution process. Michigan remains the only state offering unlimited lifetime medical benefits as an option. Residents with insurance questions can contact DIFS at 833-ASK-DIFS. That's 833-ASK-DIFS. Or visit michigan.gov/autoinsurance. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer on Monday welcomed the U.S. Department of Energy's decision to provide $400 million to Holtec International for the installation of two small modular nuclear reactors at the Palisades plant. The project is expected to double the facility's capacity and supply clean electricity to roughly 1.4 million homes and businesses. Whitmer called the funding a major step for Michigan's clean energy strategy and noted that the state is on track to become the first in the nation to restart a previously closed nuclear plant. The new federal support builds on earlier USDA and DOE commitments totaling more than $2.8 billion to revive Palisades and stabilize energy costs. State officials say the combined investment will protect about 900 jobs, nearly half represented by union workers, and secure long-term carbon-free power generation in southwest Michigan. When we come back after this Autumn Wood sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
At Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
Welcome back to the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, Illinois officials are promoting a new state law that directs regulators to rely on consensus scientific standards for vaccine guidance, a measure supporters say is intended to shield residents from misinformation and junk science, while emphasizing the vaccination policy will continue to be driven by evidence-based public health recommendations. And in our international news, climate and development advocates are calling for more systems thinking in global climate finance, arguing that philanthropic and public funding should be better aligned with biodiversity, equity, and resilience goals rather than focusing narrowly on individual projects or short-term emissions targets. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you.